Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming at you live from Austin, Texas. And who gives a fuck? Yes, here we go. What's up? It's Monday. It's August 18th, 2025, in the year of our Lord, Ronald McDonald. In Ronald McDonald's name we trust. Amen. What's going on in the news? Here is a curated selection for you today of the things that I found interesting for you to listen to. First up, we got boomers, because the news apparently has figured out that boomers are the clown at the fair. The water tank clown that sits on a swing over a tank of water, and then you throw a pie at a target behind the clown while the clown is just heckling you and saying all kinds of awful things, so that you hate the clown enough to be incentivized to throw the pie at the target when you hit the target, if you do, and you pay to do that. Everybody gets in line to do that. That's how good this clown is at making people hate them. Then the tank, the swing that the clown is sitting on, breaks or divides or goes to one side. I don't know what happens, but it dunks the clown into the tank of water. Everybody laughs. The clown is getting paid to do this, so he's happy about that. And more it seems like if there is a county fair game or carnival experience or kiosk of fun and diversion that people used to enjoy back in the day, back when they used to run away to join the circus, and then the circus would come to town and you'd kind of wander through and see all of this crazy stuff that you wouldn't be able to see in your little podunk boondocky town. That has become how we are entertained in some way. Like, somehow all of those things just morphed into things that happen in the media to keep us entertained. So boomers are the water tank clown now. We love dunking on them. We dunk, dunk, dunk. Well, I guess actually Trump is that clown. People love to dunk on Trump, but also some people don't. I guess they feel bad doing that, or they don't want to do that, or whatever. But I actually don't find that to be everybody likes to dump on Trump. It's fun to dump on Trump. And that's why he is the superior, quintessential water tank clown, because either way, he's getting paid for it. He's making a profit, and everybody's entertained. Everybody's having a good time. And yeah, some people take the clown a little too seriously and they throw the pie extra hard, and they don't have chill. They have zero chill, and their vibes are off because they actually get mad that the clown is saying shit about their mom or something. Like, they take it seriously. They don't understand the game. And there are those people, and we call those people people with Down syndrome. But, you know, that's fine. To each their own. And Down syndrome people are actually pretty awesome in a way. I mean, I don't know. It's just that certainly TikTok is making it seem like Down syndrome people are a hell of a lot of fun. I don't quite buy it, though. I think it's being presented that way as like a kind of a PR thing. And also people who have family that has Down syndrome, that, you know, they're interested in showing people the good side of these individuals, which is totally valid. And the Down syndrome babies are the cutest, most cuddly. They look like if Teddy Ruxpin were, instead of a teddy bear, they made it into a baby shape. You know what I mean? I don't know if you remember Teddy Ruxpin, but you know, he had those big blinky eyes, and one eye would just kind of, and it would, the eyes would just roll around like crazy, and big mouth, big fun mouth. So bendable and cuddly, and that's a Down syndrome baby. They're adorable, and I don't know. I can see that. Yeah, I think people should know that they're cool, but I don't think they're that cool. I think there's shit that happens that they cut out of those clips, and sometimes you get a glimpse of it. Like, you know, a Down syndrome person will be yelling at somebody like, "Don't steal my phone!" Right? And it's like, there's nobody here. but hey, that's fine. I get it, though. But what I'm saying is, boomers. That's what I'm talking about. Sorry, that was a huge tangent. But people with Down syndrome are, I don't know, they're very cute. I'll be sad when they start doing designer babies, because they're definitely getting rid of those. Because, you know, you can't keep them. If you can prevent someone from having Down syndrome, like, you gotta do it. Otherwise, that's highly unethical. Can we agree? I mean, that's basically like, now you're treating, it's worse than, because they're saying like the worst thing with designer babies is like you're gonna have like Hitler Youth kind of babies, right? Like you just kind of design this perfect human. But I mean, if you really want to see what people are gonna do with designer babies, if they're allowed, look at dogs, because that's what they'll do. Yes, some of them will become these elite, super fast, enhanced hearing, sight, smell, taste, right? Super intelligence, right? Very quick, just the best in reflexes and instincts and intellect. But then there's also people that like pugs. And the more people like pugs than they do like a husky, right? People are like, huskies, cool. Yeah, you could do everything. Good for you. Give me a nice pug. I want something that I can take care of that needs me to help it breathe, actually, sometimes. And so a lot of people, I think, would go down that route. So we got to be careful. Yeah, be careful. Because designer babies doesn't mean no Down syndrome kids. It actually could mean more. Because people will just be like, oh, come on, let's just, like, we don't have to make them have the, you know, intellectual disability. We could just make them look like they have Down syndrome. Why not make them look like they have Down syndrome? I mean, it's so adorable. It's adorable. So, you know. And then on top of that, they're already trying to make Down syndrome people look sexy, like with the Victoria's Secret model Down syndrome girl, who is this Puerto Rican chick, but who has like a light dusting of Down syndrome. She has like a light, like a smattering of Downs, if you will. Just a slight, just a little smack across the face of the old DS. And that kind of sucks, because if you hear her speak in Spanish and Puerto Rican and the way she acts, it's like, oh man, it's not even that different from just a regular Puerto Rican chick. And that's, I don't like that. I feel uncomfortable with that. I'm half Puerto Rican. I don't like that. But it's true, and I have to admit it. But anyway, back to the boomers. Sorry, it's just talking about Down syndrome people. Okay, anyway, so boomers. Here's a news article. Rich boomers are spending upwards of $100,000 to have their memoirs ghostwritten and self-published for their families to read. And this is where I'm saying, this is like, they're like water tank. We love dunking on them. So what the news is doing is they're setting up an article for you to just be disgusted by an entire generation of people. And then you want to dunk on them. It makes you comment, right? And throw your little pies. And the thing about comments, insulting comments, is that if they're funny enough and clever enough, technically that is you dunking the clown in the water tank, right? So you're getting, everybody's getting their money's worth. Boomers are rich, right? So, because they all bought, you know, houses for $5 in the 50s or something. I don't know what the hell the deal is with that. And so, you know, it's safe to shit on them. That's it. But anyway, but they're having their memoirs ghostwritten and self-published. And I mean, okay, fine, maybe this is a boomer thing, but that's because they're older, I think. Not necessarily because they're boomers, right? This is vanity memoirs. That's just another new service in the long list of vanity services that are being provided now to the general public, because media is so pervasive, it's so ubiquitous in this society, it is our culture, and so they're going to start providing services for you to partake in your culture. And culture now is TV. Our culture is a screen, you know, being behind the screen, being adored, being loved, being, you know, having, being written about, being talked about, you know what I mean? Like and then, but also like controlling your narrative. That's essentially where we're headed, right? We want to control your, God forbid you don't control your narrative. God forbid your narrative just flies right off a cliff and people don't actually know your narrative and they just make up their narrative about you and you don't have any say about your narrative. Your narrative is like the most important thing about you now. Your narrative is more important than you. You can die, but your narrative will live on. And that's what matters. Your narrative. Never mind that nobody mostly gives a fuck about most anybody's narrative. But, you know, who cares? Be that as it may. You have these memoirs now, ghostwritten memoirs. This is saying a lot of things. One, writers desperately looking for work. They'll do anything. Now they're going to, you know, markets where people can't afford to pay them as much as like a celebrity would. There's too many writers, not enough jobs. So they're moving in to providing services. They're just democratizing propaganda for the masses. This is what we're doing. We're democratizing propaganda for the masses. Propaganda matters. So it's like anybody can have the propaganda now. You want propaganda? Here's your propaganda. Here, go ahead and educate everybody about who you really are, which is not who you really are. It's who you want people to see you as. And I'm against this. I'm against this shit. I'm against this because if you're massaging narrative, that means that, you know, I don't want these like encaged, structured, you know, narratives with all this oversight, just holding it in place for people for consumption. I don't want these stifled narratives in these small, dark places. I want free range narratives. I want narratives that are put out to pasture. I want narratives that are in danger. The coyotes are after your narratives, right? You got to protect your narratives because you're in the wild world, and the narrative, there is no narrative. When you're not controlling your narrative, you know what that's called? It's just called your life. So I'm a big fan of living your life and freeing narratives, like freeing the narrative, like free the narrative. That's, and by that I mean, like, don't worry about it, okay? You're gonna be dead. Nobody, you won't care. The narrative, that's such a opportunity for control, because you're never gonna be free. You're always gonna be worried about what this fucking eye of Sauron public images, and nobody cares about your public image because everybody is in a little box on a feed in their little world, you know, banging at that camera lens at people trying to get their attention. But it's like you're just flipping through them. You're just walking right by all those. It's like you're in a hall looking through the windows at a, you know, mental institution, and everybody's in their little box, in their little cell. And you're just kind of walking by and you're like, oh, that's interesting. That guy is trying to eat his hand, right? Okay, fine. That guy likes to be kicked in the balls. Sure, that guy's trying to jump out the window. Sure, she's stripping. Cool, right? But you flip and flip and flip and none of it matters. It just becomes noise. That's what everybody's, you know, if everyone has a narrative and you're spending so much time massaging and directing, shooting and clipping and editing and getting ghostwriters for your narrative, who is watching any of the narratives if you're so busy with your own, right? If everybody has a television network and you're busy running your TV network, who's watching TV? Does that make sense? But it's like everybody thinks that they're going to be important, or they feel important. But the rich boomers, their memoirs, this is for their families. I'll be a little fair, okay? But I'm just saying, like, narrative, right? Because before the ghost memoirs, I mean, what did we have? We had Rebecca Black, right, which exposed the Vanity music video, right? They have Vanity movies now, Vanity documentaries, right? You can do something for anything for your narrative. But the thing is, you know, they're called vanity. It's vanity. Vanity, vanity does not mean I like to look in the mirror. Vanity means when you engage in an activity in vain, because you're still gonna die and nothing you're doing is going to save you or your immortal soul if you believe in that kind of shit, okay? So vanity, This is our American culture. Vanity. Doing everything that's pointless and ignoring everything important, which is mostly the things that are right in front of your face. And to be fair, that's just entertainment. That's fantasy. That's escapist. And those, that's beautiful. Those are stories. Stories are cool. But now everybody wants their life to be a story. And that's where the whole narrative thing comes in. I mean, I could go on forever, but I'm just saying, this is a thing, right? Even the designer babies are part of a narrative, right? You're improving your genes, right? You're becoming. We're all becoming something. What are we becoming? Robots, apparently. I don't know. According to AI. What are we becoming? We're becoming nothing. I mean, if we're just going to become nothing. Because eventually we'll have an AI robot that's so superior to us that we may as well just kill ourselves, right? What are you going to do when you... You know, people are afraid of AI and all that stuff. But in a way, as long as it doesn't have an inclination or ability really to really do some real damage to the human race, it'd be good for us to have something to look at that's like, damn, this thing is perfect and I'm not. Because then maybe we would chill the fuck out and stop trying so hard. Maybe we would just sit down under a tree and just, you know, just look at the ocean or something if you have it near you. Yeah. Anyway, these people are paying thousands of dollars for their life book memoirs. Anyway, moving on. I've talked enough about that. Anyway, in other news, man struck and killed on a freeway after fleeing immigration agents. This is according to a California official. This is reported through the Associated Press news today. Some guy was fleeing immigration authorities outside a Home Depot store in Southern California and was struck and killed by an SUV when he ran across a nearby freeway, officials said. That is something, huh? That's something, something, something. Something, 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 something. Also, only one man running from Home Depot? Only one guy? What were the other guys doing? Were they just, oh, maybe the other guys were just allowing themselves to be detained, and then this guy thought that was an opportunity or something. But this guy does not understand that if you're running into a freeway, you're gonna die in this country, because nothing here is made for pedestrians. Wherever this guy's from, they have infrastructure for pedestrian walkways, and I think, I don't know where that is, but sounds really good, and sounds like we could use some of that, I guess. Can we have pedestrian walkways near freeways? I mean, this country is built in such a manner, I've noticed, that you cannot walk anywhere. And granted, a lot of other countries are like that as well. I lived in the Dominican Republic for a few years. Let me tell you something. I used to walk the highways like a crazy bitch. Just because I needed to get out of the house, okay? I just wanted to go to the ocean. I just wanted to go to the ocean and have a beer. And they let you have beer when you're like 10 years old there. So I was 14, 15, 16. I just wanted to go hang out. And there were no walkways, okay? It was not easy to walk around. But to be fair, it's not just along the freeways that there were no like paved beautiful sidewalks. It was a lot of places that there were no paved sidewalks. So people there just kind of got used to wandering around and kind of getting by through places and figuring out little routes that would work for everybody. And then you just kind of got where you needed to go. And there were also a lot of people that were too poor to ever afford a car. So everybody kind of just understood. It was like, chill the fuck out. People will be walking here, and they will be walking with a variety of, you know, carts and go-karts and pulleys and wagons and donkeys. They will be leading some donkeys along behind them also sometimes, because that's what people need to put their various possessions and or business items whatever products and services on. Okay? That's it. You got to get around. You're a barber. You got to throw your shit in a wagon and just kind of pull it along till you get to where you got to go. All right. So if you want to be, you know, if you're one of those ladies who does the beaded braids at the beach in the Caribbean, you got to get there. You got to get all those beads over there somehow. So even though there wasn't technically, you know, infrastructurally developed by the government funded whatever walkways, people walked and cars got it. It was like, everybody just chill. This needs to happen. Just look the other way. And that's the level of corruption that I accept. I don't mind like pedestrian civilian corruption where people are banding together out of the need for just practicality, right? Just things need to work. This needs to happen. Let's try to help each other by just kind of minding your own business at the very least. And if you want to help people, cool. But here, not only is there no way to walk, there's no camaraderie here. People are in their cars. They don't give a fuck about anybody. They don't give a fuck about you. There's a guy working in the backyard, in the front yard, actually, and he's just standing at the window. Anyway, but yeah, see, a guy like that, right, just running into the freeway. This guy, you know, they're just trying to work or whatever, and he just freaked out and then ended up running into the freeway and dying and killed by an SUV. Because, you know, people driving, especially SUV drivers, especially soccer moms who usually drive SUVs, they see a fucking, you know, brown guy running across the street. They're not going to stop. What do you stop for, squirrels? Why would you stop for a Mexican guy if you don't stop for squirrels? They're all small brown things running across the road. She probably thought it was just a giant squirrel. And that's, you know, because she's hopped up on Xannies and she's had just too much water. She's too hydrated. She's using one of those like water containers, the Taylor ones. What's the designer brand that every white chick likes? That one, right? She's screaming at her kids sitting in the back who are just the worst children on the planet, spoiled brats. She's yelling. She's screaming. Right, there's a vein pulsing on her forehead. She's on too much Xanax. She had some wine. She had some Chick-fil-A. She doesn't feel well. She's feeling kind of queasy, right? And she sees a brown blur just go right across the car. She thinks it's a squirrel. She puts the foot on the gas. Okay, she doesn't give a shit. This is what I'm saying. Okay, you got to be really careful if you're just gonna run across the freeway. You can't be just looking like a pigeon. Okay, you can't be easily confused for that. You gotta, I don't know, maybe wear more colors, wear some like reflective vest stuff, you know, like just don't do that, because people in this country are on a lot of medication, and that on top of not having any way to walk across these freeways, I mean, it's a bad combination. Okay, people here are highly medicated, they're drunk, they're high now because, you know, we're kind of into that, and we're doing dabs and vaping weed and shit. So it's like, I don't know if an immigrant is listening to this, but if you're going to run away from La Migra, don't go into the highway. Like, run into some bushes, okay? I know that's kind of stereotypical, but it's safer. Sometimes you just got to live up to the stereotype, hide in some bushes as a Mexican, crouch in some bushes. Don't run into the freeway. Be safe. I'm like Kamala Harris, but I'm just like, I'm not saying don't come. I'm just saying hide in the bushes. Hide in the bushes. This sucks, man. That really sucks. Anyway, I'm sorry that guy died. I really am. But I don't know. There's no but. I'm just saying that was just an onomatopoeia, really. But yeah, that sucks. He fled on foot, headed towards the nearby freeway. The incident comes amid a series of arrests at Home Depot stores, car washes, other locations. I mean, obviously, we know why, because that's where they go for work. But that's Home Depot's like a honeypot for, you know, undocumented fucking workers. Anyway, on other news, just to give you a little update on Eric Adams, Mayor Eric Adams, just so that because I really want to drive the point home that this guy is just such New York Albany establishment corrupt politician material. Brooklyn construction magnate gets probation for funneling illegal donations to NYC Mayor Eric Adams. I just want to put that out there because that's how New York City works. If you're ever going to move to New York City, if like you're some young kid, you want to fucking make it on Broadway, if that even is relevant anymore, you know, you're gonna have to deal with the mob, okay? So just remember that, okay? If you want to make it in New York City, you got to blow somebody who works in the mob. That's it. I don't make the rules. The mob does. That's it. So moving on. Here we go. Bad diets, too many meds, no exercise. A look inside the latest Make America Healthy Again report, aka MAHA. 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 That sounds like a fun drink that you would have, some exotic fruity little drink you could have near a marina somewhere. Okay, this is another one by the Associated Press. A report that U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has promised will improve the health of America's children does not call on the government to make significant changes to its food or farming policies, according to a draft document obtained by the Associated Press. I mean, if you think that just electing somebody is going to change everything, you got another thing coming. The Make America Healthy Again strategy report is supposed to be one of Kennedy's signature achievements as the nation's health secretary, giving the government a roadmap to help its citizens lose weight, reduce chronic diseases, and exercise more. Okay, but how are you going to do that with your organization? You can. Because losing weight, reducing chronic diseases, which are, you know, usually a cause for, like, lifestyle choices, and exercise more, I mean, you... There's already propaganda about how it's good to be healthy. There's already lots of information out there about what to do to be healthy. There's already just a slew of Instagram influencers that can quickly show you how to exercise, how to start exercising, how to start slow, how to go fast, which ones to do. There's so much shit you can do now. You can boulder, you can do jiu-jitsu, you can just do pull-ups, you can just run. You could, there, like, we know, you can bike, you can do Zumba. You can, I mean, there's so many ways to exercise. And the people aren't doing it. They don't want to. They won't, because they don't want to. They want a pill. They want a pill, and they got it. They got Ozempic. There's Ozempic. We're done, right? It's over. The fact that people know that there is a magic pill now that will solve all of the problems of the lifestyle that they prefer to live. They want to eat the yummy things. They don't want to move a lot. And there's consequences to that. But now that there potentially may not be, we're kind of you're shit out of luck, because that's like, you're like, hey, you got to work really hard, push this boulder up a hill. And then you're like, what's that over there? It's like, oh, that's a magic wand that will push the boulder up the hill. It's like, why don't we just use that? And it's like, well, because this is better. You're not going to buy it. And that's what's happening. All right. This chemical spraying on crops, prescription drugs, ultra-processed food, vaccines. Yes. But now they're kind of backpedaling. They're saying, like, you know, we can't make an enemy out of the corn farmers, the agricultural industry, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of the problem. Those people have so much power. There's no way back. There's no way back. And there's nowhere to go back to, because we never lived in an idyllic world where we ate the best ever, ever, ever. We just kind of, maybe we had, by accident, better choices for whole foods. But that's because they hadn't figured out a way to separate the whole foods into like little packaged other food, processed foods for you to buy separately so that they could upsell you on it in the total, right? So instead of buying milk with cream on top, right, they separated the milk, and then you got the cream, and then you buy the buttermilk, and then you buy the butter. And that's the most simple version of how you can separate a product and sell it to people in pieces for more. Yeah. So, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Fucking nothing, bro. Nothing.
Nobody wants to change. The people who are not changing, they don't want to. They don't want to. Partly some, right, they just don't want to. I think it's also fatalistic. It's kind of like, because eating now in this country is like smoking a cigarette. It's like not good for you. People are doing it. They know it's killing them. They're going to do it anyway. Because fatalism, you're kind of like, yeah, this is how I want to die. And the thing is, it's like, fair enough, right? I want to die doing comedy. I want to spend my life doing comedy, right? That's how I want the flavor of my life to go. And some people want the flavor of their life to be cherry soda. And so they go, and there you go. I don't know what you're supposed to do about that, right? Spread propaganda. That's it. That's the solution. Because you can't go up against big aggro. There's too much on the line, right? They make too much money. It helps the economy too much to keep selling corn syrup. It's like the people that are going to change their ways in their lifestyles, they're going to do it. The people that don't want to will not. Eventually they might, but they probably won't. It's kind of like going, you know, it's like church. Some people will go to church. Many will not. And I don't go to church. So, yeah, whatever. Anyway, Maha. Make a wear. How about a Maha blast? You know what I'm saying? then there's the arms race of trying to even go up against junk food. You're never going to win because that's like poachers, like trying to fight poachers in Africa, and where they have like these park rangers that they train. It takes a long time to train them, and they make sensitivity training the animal and learn about the animal, and then they give them like a little pistol or something, and then they got to go fight poachers who work for international criminal conglomerates, and they who are given like fully automatic Uzis and shit to go mow down a bunch of gorillas so they can sell the hands in the market, you know, or wet market somewhere. So, you know what I mean? This is not, you're never going to win because, you have a Make America Healthy Again report, which is just a bunch of paper, just a pile of paper, a bunch of digital information. In the meantime, McDonald's just announced on Thursday that it will deploy a ready-on-arrival technology across top markets to reduce customer wait times by over 50%. So that's according to an article by Newsweek. And, I mean, we can't compete against that. McDonald's is literally becoming so efficient that they have the level of, you know, consumer craving to customer purchase satisfaction or whatever as a TikTok video. Okay, TikTok is like dopamine. You want to buy? Button, buy. It's being sent to your house right now, and then you're like, you get it in the mail and you're like, why did I get a workbook on working through my shadow self? I'm never gonna use this. But this is McDonald's. Now they're gonna have ready on arrival technology for food. You're never going to beat these people. Chick-fil-A just launched a fall menu featuring pretzel cheddar club sandwich and cherry berry Sprite drinks nationwide. I mean, you're never going to win. You're never going to win. I think we're just going to have to face the fact that people will be dying from deliciousness. And it's like life is full of pain. So how are you going to convince those people to not live deliciously when they're going to die anyway? Anyway, that's all the time I have for today. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Melissa Diaz. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be checking back in on Thursday with more shite just to see what you're up to and to let you know anything new that I found for you to know about. So in the meantime, thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can find me on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, whatever, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, TikTok, whatever the fuck, wherever you get your shite. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon on Thursday. All right? In the meantime, be good. Bye.